Xavier Jones and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Guys, we're joined by Shane this morning. Everybody say hello to Shane.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, Shane. How are you, bud?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Good.
Well,
going well.
You.
Mate, we wanted to catch up with you because this is an incredible story. And just very briefly, congratulations to you and your wife, Alina, on baby Lennox.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
How old is Lennox now?
Pardon?
How old's Lennox now?
He's just turned 5 months. So he was born in August.
Right.
Yeah.
And as you just mentioned there, a bit of an unexpected arrival. So let's start there. Tell us about the unexpected arrival really briefly.
We went into labor on the Saturday, but my partner, being our second baby, she thought it was just Braxton Hicks.
There's
no real cause for alarm on the Saturday.
Yeah, so that's how women feel like they're going into labor, but it's not, right?
It's like contractions, but almost like phantom baby contractions. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, like false readings, if you will. So
I'm such a pussy. As soon as something happens, I'm like, right, we got to go.
So I went to work on the Sunday morning. I got a text message off my partner at about 3:45 in the afternoon saying that she was having contractions. She was going to jump into the bath to feel a little bit more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wasn't really of great urgency. So I was like, yeah, I'll just finish at work and I'll cash off. I'll do the figures and I'll get home as soon as I can.
Yeah.
What was the plan, the original plan?
The original plan was to pretty much get home, assess the situation, get our daughter, because we've got a 2-year-old, get her dropped off to family and then head across to the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that came a little bit quicker than expected, obviously.
Yeah.
So when I got home about 4:30, she was actually doing washing on the line. She was hanging a doona on the line mid-contraction, stressing about getting the housework done before we went to the hospital.
Nesting.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. And we moved inside. And the reason we kind of got caught off guard, I'd already rang the birthing suite to notify them of arrival and that I was timing the contractions and everything.
Yeah.
But we had to wait for my brother-in-law to get there to take care of our daughter because we obviously can't take a 2-year-old into the birthing suite with us.
In-laws.
So in Brisbane, it's about where they had to come from in Paddington over to Griffin. It's about 35 minutes. So by the time that they had left Paddington to come and babysit our daughter so we could go to the hospital, Alina's water broke on the tiles and she's screaming at me to call an ambulance. Called the ambulance. And at the start, I was like, oh, someone's coming to save me. Someone's coming to save me. I'm just playing gatekeeper for the time being.
Yeah.
It just was go time after that, and it was sort of like, okay, this is us. We've got no option here. And, on the phone to the ambulance, and little Lennox was born on our tiles.
Right. So it was go time, and with your permission, we've actually got two halves of the 000 call that we're going to listen to. Now, the first half is the part where you were pretty much, I think the baby was crowning at the time, and it cut off, right?
Correct, yeah. So I've said to a few people since the incident that if I could redo it, I would have gone and grabbed my headphones. Now, that sounds funny. It sounds like I want to listen to music
makes
or something
sense.
While I'm delivering my baby. But because I had the phone on loudspeaker, but I had it cradled in my shoulder, I sort of was trying to listen to them plus 10 to Alina, and there's obviously screaming and yelling and groaning and all that sort of stuff going on.
And you've got the 2-year-old as well. Mm.
Exactly right, yeah. So it was all happening. And then I was sort of struggling to hear the ambulance, the dispatch, and then once Lennox's head started crowning, I just instinctively just dropped my shoulder and dropped my phone on the ground.
Mm.
So I think that's when the phone is disconnected because Lennox's head's come out and I've got his head and his shoulders in my hands. And my sister-in-law, Courtney, was going, Shep, Shep, Shep. My nickname's Shep, and I'm like, what
I thought you were saying shit.
No. Yeah, my nickname's Shep. So she's saying Shep, Shep, Shep. And at the time, I was a bit frustrated because I was like, what could you possibly bloody want right now? Like, I'm about to give birth to my son.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, your phone's disconnected. So while I'm still holding Lennox, and thank goodness for Siri, I've popped up, hey Siri, call 000, and then had to go back through the dispatch again, and then they reconnected us to the ambulance guy.
Oh. All right, well,
let's have a listen.
Shep, yes, let's going to have a listen to the first half of the call. Here it is.
Ambulance, what's the town or suburb of the emergency?
Griffin, 4503. My name's Shane.
Shane, tell me exactly what happened.
My partner's having a baby now. A lot sooner than expected. We're just about to leave to the hospital. She's just told me to ring the ambulance because she thinks she's about to push.
Okay, you with her now?
Yeah, mate.
How old is she?
23.
Okay, is she awake?
Correct.
Is she breathing?
Correct.
How many weeks pregnant is she?
38 on Tuesday.
Okay, can you see any part of the baby now?
No.
No? Yet. Is she having contractions?
Yeah, mate, she's been having contractions for probably, like, full-on contractions for about the last half an hour.
All
right. Every minute or two, lasting for a minute.
Okay, Shane, is this her first delivery?
Second, mate.
Okay. I'm organising help for you now, okay? Stay on the line and I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Do not try and prevent the birth. Tell her not to cross her legs. Tell her not to sit on the toilet. And allow her to assume the most comfortable position and have her take deep breaths between contractions, okay? Shane, I want her to lay on her back in the centre of a bed or on the floor. I'm going to tell you how to help deliver the baby, okay? Take a deep breath, Shane.
She definitely is, yes.
Okay, all right. Has the baby been born yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, make sure all clothing below her waist is removed.
Yep.
I want you to raise her head with pillows, but don't let her sit up or go to the toilet, okay?
Don't sit up, don't go to the toilet.
Oh, I want you to get some dry towels and a blanket to wrap the baby in.
Yep, not a problem.
Get a safety pin also if you can. Do you have help there, Shane?
Yeah, I got my brother-in-law.
All right, send someone else if you have help, all right?
Yeah, mate, I've got help. I've just been upstairs to get help.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Is she pushing or straining yet?
Is she what, sorry?
Is she pushing or straining yet?
Yeah, definitely, mate. Yep.
Just reassure her that help's on the way. We're coming out lights and sirens.
Help's on the way. Ambulance is on the way.
Have her take slow, deep breaths between each contraction, okay?
Yeah, slow, deep breaths, babe.
If anything changes, just tell me immediately.
Yeah, baby's head's starting to crown, man.
Oh,
the head's presenting?
Yeah.
Okay, with each contraction, place the palm of your hand against her vagina.
Yep.
All right, now apply firm but gentle pressure to keep the baby's head from delivering too fast and tearing her, okay? Do you understand? Okay, as the baby delivers, support the baby's head and shoulders and hold its hips and legs firmly. Remember, the baby will be slippery, so don't drop it. What's happening there at the moment, Shane?
Just contracting and pushing again, mate.
Okay, all right.
And then bang, that's when the phone cuts out.
Gosh, I'm tearing up right now. This is just...
I had a chuckle through it when you go, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So Shane.
I've listened to that call, I'm not even exaggerating, maybe 50 to 60 times.
Yeah.
And it gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it because I can just visualise everything that's happening at that moment.
I have to admit, man, you sound pretty calm, though.
Chill.
Like, you were really calm, like, with everything that was going on. You sound very calm and you're listening as well, too, which is, I don't know whether I'd be able to do that.
I think that's just the dad instincts taken over, to be honest. It was just like, and me and my partner, we're a bit of a sporty family, and we always have a joke that if something's hard or something's got to be done, it's just fourth quarter, it's game time, let's go. And it's kind of like, we joked that that was probably in the back of our mind, like subliminally, we were like, it's fourth quarter, like game time, let's go, we've got to get this done.
How good was the operator on the other end? I when he first answered, I thought, oh, this bloke's a bag of laughs, but his his composure and just tone.
Brilliant.
Just even though if he didn't know exactly what he was meant to be doing, like it, I was there in my mind doing my own birth thing.
Yeah, that's
I was getting my hands in and he was so composed. Have you spoken to him since?
They're definitely the whole heroes in the situation. Like, I know that I delivered Lennox, but hearing Alina in the background on that call, straining and pushing and doing everything she's doing, like, phenomenal. I did 10% of the job, really. But those guys on the other end of the phone at the ambulance, like, I think if they weren't so calm and they weren't so good at what they do, then it would be a lot more difficult to go through that situation. But, man, they're the true standouts. They're the true heroes in this situation.
So. Hey, Shane, just a quick question. What was the safety pin for?
I don't know. See, I had pierced the umbilical cord or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
But even maybe with the towels.
Yeah, it's hard enough finding a safety pin when you're not under those circumstances. But to be under those circumstances and be like, find a safety pin? What the bloody hell?
I wouldn't have known where to start. Did you find one in the end?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I just completely forgot about that part of the conversation.
There's a moment where he says, place your hand on her vagina.
Oh, you said it.
I said it. Because the baby is crowning and everything's wet and essentially you're trying to stop the baby from coming out. and especially, you know, coming out too fast. What was that moment like? Or is it, as you mentioned, again, it's game time. You just do what you have to do.
That was pretty surreal, to be honest, because it was more so applying pressure so the baby doesn't pop out, obviously, right?
So could you feel the baby pushing against your hand at that particular time?
100%, yeah.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Obviously, you can imagine body parts tensing and whatnot.
Yeah.
But the other thing that they got me to put the pressure on for is so she didn't tear.
Yeah.
Because if I hadn't have had pressure on her bits, then and the baby had to just come straight out and Lennox's head come out abruptly, and she could have had a tear.
Is that the bit between the vagina
the gooch.
And the gooch? Yeah, yeah, that bit. Yeah.
And
oh,
that's
seen
and
that.
Then you've got another issue there where you have to start, you know, you have to start tending to it. What could
maybe
be
that's
a
what
real
the safety pin was for.
No, please, Jesus Christ.
Peanut.
Oh my gosh.
Just hang
okay.
up, darling. I'm just going to put a safety in here.
I'll just clip it back together. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Now, Shane, as we mentioned, you know, that call there before was only half of the call because there is a second part where you call them back. So at this point, you've got your hand on your lady's bits. You're stopping Bub from slipping out. The ambulance is lights and sirens and on the way over. The brother-in-law is there. You've got the two-year-old running around, and you've just asked Siri to put the call back in. Let's take a listen to part two.
Hang up, Lennox.
Ambulance, what's the town or suburb of the emergency?
Griffin, 4503. Okay. Just on the phone to someone at the ambulance centre. I've got an ambulance on arrival, on approach, lights and sirens. I've just given birth to my...
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just pulling up those details here. Now, is the baby crying or breathing?
Yeah, baby's crying and breathing.
It's okay, ambulance is on their way as quickly as they can. They're coming as fast as they can. So just with the cord there, I'll get you to hold on to that for me. Just make sure that it's not tight or tangled around the baby in any way.
Yep, good job. Yes, we've had a boy. Good girl. Keep baby wrapped up in the towel, though, yeah?
Yep, keep her wrapped up in the towel. Just place her up to the mother's breast to feed.
Ambulance is here, man.
The ambulance is there with you?
They're just put out the front. Someone out the front just yelled.
Okay, all right. Just let me know once they're right there with you.
Yeah.
And at that point, the ambos have rocked up.
Wow.
Yeah. Mate, so you mentioned there you've delivered the baby. So baby is out. You're checking the umbilical cord. You're physically putting the baby to mama's breast so it can start suckling. It's all happening.
Correct. Yeah, that was, if I'm being 100% honest, that was the only real scary part was after he came out, because I've obviously got my hand on the phone trying to listen to what I have to bloody do. Mm-hmm. I've got Lennox wrapped up in a towel under my left arm. I'm trying not to pull the umbilical cord. Mm-hmm. And as mentioned before, with the tear, she did actually tear, and there was this moment in my mind where, and I don't know how long this thought lasted for, whether it was 10 seconds, whether it was a minute, I don't know, but there was a portion there where I did shit myself and I went, oh, she's gonna bleed out, like this is terrible.
Yeah.
So there was a fair bit of blood coming out, so that was that moment where everything had sort of happened, and I'm that was pretty scary. And then the ambulance got in there, and I didn't even have a chance to put Lennox on Alina's chest to put him on the boob, because I was just trying to worry about the umbilical cord and the tear and holding him and not dropping him and listening to instructions. And that was, there was a little bit of horror in that final moment, to be honest. Yeah.
Did you have to pull the placenta out? Did you do that as well?
No. So that after the ambulance got there, and then she birthed the placenta while they were there. Right. So okay. I kind of, once the ambulance got there and the girls were fantastic, I sort of gave Lennox to them, and I sort of stepped back and sort of just let them do their thing, because you're in shock a little bit.
Oh,
like, have
100%.
I done it properly? Is he breathing properly? Have I done something wrong? So we kind of just let the ambulance ladies do their thing, and then she birthed the placenta, and it was probably about an hour at home, and then they took us to the hospital.
Wow. Were you guys just looking at each other going, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe that just happened? Like, just
we still talk about it now, and like, we'll have barbecues and that, and people want to hear the story, obviously, and it's kind of like, you kind of look at each other after telling the story, and it's like, I don't think anything could ever break that bond. Like, you've just birthed your own child together with no assistance, really, apart from a phone call, obviously, to the guys at the ambulance center. But it's
It's very surreal, to be honest, but it's still vivid. Like, it's, I wish that I could probably make it into a movie scene, to be honest.
And number three's on hold, I'd imagine, just for a little bit.
I think we started Googling vasectomies about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I would have grabbed a pair of scissors myself and had a crack, just jammed them in there and went snip.
Yeah.
Also, too, we have found out that Google apparently has said that the safety pin is in case the baby is born in the sack and you need to pierce it. That's why need the safety pin.
Okay. So for next time, Shane.
I mean, I know, doctor, but that's a Google doctor, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm just going to have a little holster with just safety pins in it.
Shane, what an incredible story, and we really appreciate you taking the time to share it with us. And far out. I mean, there's no words can even describe what we've just heard, not just with the call, but you describing the entire story to us as well. So it's an incredible story that you'll be able to have for the rest of your life. And obviously, you know, Lennox has for the rest of his life as well. It's bloody brilliant.
Correct, yeah. And that's what I'm so appreciative for the whole Hit Network. Like, obviously, it was Stav Abiyam to start with, but now you guys. For the simple fact that if anything happened to me or anything happened to my partner, that there's a digital copy of Lennox's story out there in the world, so then he can access it at any time. He can show his kids. It can, so that's sort of the story's there forever.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely, mate. Thanks beautiful. Very much.
Thanks,
really appreciate
Shane.
It.
What's your daughter's name?
Ella.
Ella. So, mate, we wish you all the best. You, Alina, baby Lennox, and Ella. And thanks again for sharing your story, Shane. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, mate.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Shane. Bye.
Save your toes and pain. On Hit 92.9.